Blog Talk Radio.
I see too many children with their hands and fingers reaching out. What kind of world are we living in when their eyes are filled with doubt? I hear voices calling down. Voices calling down.
Aloha and good morning, everyone. Welcome to Catch the Wave and Save a Life. That music that you heard right there was singer-songwriter, local Maui musician, Cheryl Ray. That was called Voices from the Heart. We do have the download on my website at catchthewavehawaii.com. You can hear more about that and read more about her song there. All the proceeds of the download are going to save the lives of children around the world through World Impact Solutions. So if you want to hear more of that song, it's amazing. It's got an African and Hawaiian chant in it. It's all about hearing the voices of children crying out. We are also in the works of designing a T-shirt right now around the song. It's going to be a fundraising T-shirt to help me get to Africa and also shine a light on the music and the message. So super excited about all the things that are going on. I want to welcome my co-host, Michael Smith, from across the pond, way over in Texas. Aloha, y'all.
Aloha, Sandy. I'm way over here. We're over here in East Texas. We're almost to the Louisiana border, but no, I'm doing good today. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. I've been a night owl lately, as I was telling you, so not too much sleep lately. So I woke up like 20 minutes before the show, throwing myself out of the bed and getting to the computer so I could do this. So there might be some cobwebs in there, but we're trying to clear them out.
Okay. Well, it is. It's 8 o'clock there and 1 o'clock. 8 o'clock a.m. in Hawaii and 1 p.m. here. And what's great about this show, Sandy, is you can listen to this show around the world. I think it's, 10 p.m. in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, I believe. Or it might be 11 p.m. I'm not sure. Anyway.
Yeah, I think it's like 12. I almost want to say it's 11 or 12 hours from here. I think it's exactly 12 hours from here, but I can't remember.
So it's evening time over there for sure. And they're just getting starting on their next day as you're start on the Tuesday, as you're getting ready to kick off Monday. So I love this world. We've become such a global village because of the internet and social media. And you and I were talking earlier about meeting some new people on social media. It's just amazing how the connections we make. And actually, you and I, we always tell this story about you and I. We've never ever met in person, and we've known each other, it seems like, for years. And actually, we have known each other for years, but never met in person, met on social media, and yet we can still build relationships and get people and get to know people. And it's wonderful when you, we're 5-hour time zones away doing a radio show online, and somebody could be listening to us in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Yeah, I know. That's so amazing. I know. We are headed there.
I saw you bought your ticket. You got your airline ticket?
I did.
And I got to get on that. I got to get mine and get moving here and get on that flight so we fly together. But I'll get that done.
Yeah, I did get the tickets last week, and that was a big leap of faith. And, I had the ticket covered through all the fundraising that everybody is doing. Everybody's throwing in, and I really appreciate that. And just super excited. I was watching TV the other night. I don't know if you ever watch him, but Anthony Bourdain. Have you ever seen Anthony Bourdain's show?
Yes, I have. Were you watching the one where he was in Ethiopia?
The one where he was in Ethiopia. So
yes,
yeah,
I have seen that one.
Yeah, I have it recorded, so we were watching it again the other night, and I was like, well, I'm going into the back office, and I'm buying my ticket, and I did. So, yeah, I'm super excited about going. I can't wait. I went to a function last night, and I ran into Joy, And, you know, my story of going to Africa is all over the place right now because I can't go anywhere right now. Everybody's asking me about this. So it's a story that is just getting everybody's attention. I just am so excited that, you know, people, I'm able to share. I've been sharing so much with people and had a really nice conversation with Joy last night and kind of told her what we were going to be doing. And then another girlfriend of mine, we were at Lisa Pierce's 50th birthday party. Happy birthday, Lisa, if you're listening.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
We were also sitting there, and Bridget said she was in town, and she ran across somebody she didn't know with my T-shirt on. So I just thought that was so funny. But, yeah, so it's just amazing. You know, the story is touching a lot of people's hearts, and my dream is touching a lot of people's hearts, and I'm so inspired and encouraged by it. It is just, it's a journey, and I'm so excited of all the things that God's doing and how he's laying all the pieces in place, and I'm just really excited when we get there and how everything's going to unfold. So, but yeah, just really, I feel like I'm in a glass bubble right now, that it's really not all real, and I know it's real, but it feels like I'm opening up a present every day because I always get a surprise every day on this journey of either meeting someone on social media who's from Ethiopia or meeting someone who's doing work there. There's another lady that Joy knew. She's in Tampa, Florida. She has a website called liveafrica.com. It's liveafrica.com. She goes over to South Africa. She's a fair trade. She works with fair trade for the women over there, and she brings back their baskets and their jewelry, and she has a store in Tampa where she works with these people and sells their goods and sends the money back to the women in Africa. And Joy knew her, so I'm going to try to get in touch with her. I would love to have her on the show and talk about what she's doing. She is doing, she has an amazing website with amazing pieces of jewelry and stuff on her website. And this is goods from Africa. So I just love it.
Cool.
You know, I think, I think, Michael, you and I should seriously do shows of people who are doing work over there and getting them on and just exposing their work, you know, because there's it's a beautiful continent, an amazing, amazing area.
It is, Sandy. It's in a continent that is just, well, you know my story. 1969, I moved to Ethiopia, 9 years old. And so that continent has been in my heart and soul for many, many, many years, over 50 years. And so I can't wait to get you there. It's your first trip, and the first trip is always the most, most exciting. And I can always hear it in your voice and in your messages to me and voicemails and even this show this morning, just hearing how excited you are just gets me inspired and motivated. But yes, we should do shows like that. Africa is a huge, huge continent. I think the entire United States, if you overlaid it on top of Africa, would fit right in maybe a small corner of Africa. But and then you're talking about fair trade. Fair trade is important, and so many folks in America don't understand what fair trade is and how critical it is to the economies. And actually to the small business owners and the small farmers, whether it be fair trade coffee or fair trade tea or jewelry, and making sure that we're getting it's fair trade and not being working with governments and people in Africa to where they receive a fair return on their commodities and profits. So I think that's a huge show. I work with
I don't know much about it. I mean, I just got exposed to it when I was looking at her website. So I'm not really educated in this area, but, you know, really want to learn more.
Well, you know, you and I, you know, we are on this mission of more humanitarian work, which is just as important. And however, as you also know, I work with a lot of entrepreneurial type organizations in Africa as well to help the individuals over there in the economic world jobs, unemployment unbelievably high in many, many, many African countries. I particularly know about Ethiopia and Kenya and Uganda, but not so much about South Africa yet, but I'm learning. I was on the phone Saturday with the gentleman in South Africa. He's going over there just in 2 weeks to do a seminar for entrepreneurialism. But while you and I are working on the humanitarian side, there's amazing people over there and on the ground here promoting to help the economies in a proper way in the continent of Africa. But I love what we're doing, your mission for children,
yes.
Your passion for children, your heart for children is undeniable. And I just am honored, and it's been a privilege to work with you these last few years and bringing people's awareness to the plights of children in around the world. Everybody knows the statistics. You can quote them and quote them and quote them. They're facts. A child dies every 5 seconds in the world of something that is totally and completely preventable. Completely preventable.
Mm-hmm.
We have the solutions. And our children here in America, while we do have our problems and issues and with lots of still with poverty even here in America, but nothing like it is around the world in the third world developing countries. And that's where God has led you and I to work with organizations on the continent of Africa and in Central and South America and in countries like Thailand and Cambodia. And right now, folks, Sandy and I are really focusing this summer on a campaign that we have named Nourish 1,000 Children. And that implies that malnutrition is one of the areas that she and I really work with and on to eliminate. And we work, we market for our company as affiliate marketers for a company that is just doing amazing things around the world. It's a new idea that I think is really impacting the world, and it is in fact called World Impact Solutions. There's a link to World Impact Solutions on Sandy's website, catchthewavehawaii.com. Please go there and click on it. But World Impact Solutions, one of the products that they have developed developed and they market it and they distribute it, is a micronutrient pack that provides 17 vital, vital micronutrients to children in a small packet that can be added to a rice bowl in Vietnam or a porridge or wheat-based products in Africa. And so we're focusing on providing micronutrients for 1,000 children on an ongoing basis this summer. Just Sandy and I and a couple other of our friends that have come together, a young man from Uganda, actually, Gilbert, and a wonderful couple from Colorado have joined us on this journey to really promote and raise funds to help fund this campaign to nourish 1,000 children, most likely in Africa, but some of the children could be in Haiti. Some of the children could be in Guatemala as well, but we aren't on the distribution side, but we can assure you folks, if you join Sandy and I on this campaign, those micronutrients will in fact be either handed to a child, to their small palms of their hands, or helped put into a meal for them somewhere in the world. We can guarantee it. So,
yes.
You want to talk a little bit about what you're from your heart about the micronutrients?
Yeah, you know, the micronutrients, just in case anybody has any questions, I've actually seen the micronutrient. They come in a box. There's a 30-day supply. Like Michael said, the packet is really, really small. It's almost smaller than a sugar packet. It's tiny, but it has 17 minerals and crucial minerals and vitamins that children need to help grow and thrive. And malnutrition is a major epidemic in countries around the world where children can't get proper nutrients and vitamins in their food. And the problems with malnutrition are stunning growth, blindness. Their brains aren't able to develop the way that they should. And they're not given a shot at life, not a good shot at life. So these products actually help them grow and thrive. And Matania's Hope over in Kenya, Michelle Starks, we have delivered thousands of those to her village there. And that is doing amazing work in the lives of these children. She's seeing just hair growing and children showing up for school, and they're healthy and they're not sick. And just all these products. It's just, yeah, their grades are good. And, yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing how that, you know, it's so critical, you know. And children and from the, you know, fresh out of the womb to 5 years of age, that is like the most critical stage for them to get what they need in their body to become all that they were created to be. So I just want to encourage all of you, please check out my website, catchthewavehawaii.com. Go to my page, World Impact Solutions. You can read more there. There's also a link there that will take you to the next step to purchase these products for a child in need. I also want to just tell everyone, I don't normally do this, but I got a check from World Impact Solutions, my first one, just the other day. And I just want to thank everybody out there who did give and who did purchase these products, because I make a commission off of what I sell. So that's another side of this. You can do well by doing good. So that money is going to Africa. So if you purchase these products, part of that is going to send me some money so that I can put into my fund for Africa. So you're saving a life. You're sending me to Africa for me to share this story. And also this story that's going to be told is going to be in a book. We're going to have video. We have so many ideas for this journey. It's not going to be the end of the story when we get back. It's just going to be the start of the story. So just super excited about all the things that are going on around it. So thank you to everyone who has contributed, Kalai, Glenda Wild, anybody else that I can think of, myself. I buy them too. You know, I'm not asking other people to buy them. I buy them too because it's so critical and so important. And you can purchase one of these small boxes of 30-day supply for as little as $20. So it's like four Starbucks coffees. So it's nothing when you really think about it in the big scheme of things. And we want to encourage you to do a monthly giving of $20 a month because that keeps the child on the product. It's not good if the child's on the product for 30 days and then off of the product. It does them no good. So just want to encourage you, do the $20 a month giving. It's so small, but it's so large to a child that's in need. And I'm just excited. I can't wait to actually see these children in person and just hug them and squeeze them. It's like, I don't know, Michael. I'm just like, I'm so excited about going.
Well,
and
I
do want to talk about this, too, because I think it's so God's been giving me some amazing ideas. I'm going to bring some of Hawaii with me. And I feel like because the kids have never, they don't know what Hawaii is or where it is. I was communicating with somebody from Ethiopia the other day, and they were like, where do you live? And I said, I live in Maui, Hawaii, and they don't know where that is. So I sent them a picture of the Hawaiian Islands in the middle of the Pacific, and they freaked out. It was so funny because they had no idea. So I'm working on my vision book right now, but it's going to end up kind of being a storybook, and I'm taking pictures out of magazines of Hawaiian Islands and just the culture, and
cool.
I'm putting them in the book, and I'm going to bring my book with me to show the children where I'm from and also show them my vision book, you know, of what I want to see happen in my life. And
that's a great
idea. So I'm going to do that. I know, I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to get some girls to do a little hula. I'm going to have some video on my iPad. I'm going to show the kids what hula looks like because they're going to want to show me their African dance. I know.
They will.
But I want to show them hula, and I want to teach them a little hula while I'm there and get that on video. And then, of course, we have to teach them how to do the shaka, and we have to teach them how to say aloha. So
exactly.
I'm very excited. God's got some amazing ideas cooking in me to share the culture of where I'm from with them as they share the culture with me, you know, from where they're from. So really excited about all that's going to happen, and really looking forward to sharing the stories. I'm going to be visiting some ministries there. Make Your Mark is one of them. You can check them out at makeyourmark.org. Ingrid Olson, the president of Partners with Ethiopia. I did sponsor a child through her program, Hanania, and I'm going in the village we're going to, and I cannot wait to see him in person. So just it's going to be a trip of a lifetime, and I'm just so excited. And all of you, by giving, buying the T-shirts, buying the products, you know, giving monetarily. I've had people doing that too. Thank you so much, because you are, and I'm going to get emotional, you are pouring into my dream, and you are giving into my dream, and you're along, you're a piece of the journey, you're a part of this journey with us, and I believe it's not only going to change my life, but it's going to change the lives of everybody that's mm-hmm. around me, and they're, everybody's right. getting touched by my dream. And Jenny Cupp, who is an amazing painter, prophetic painter, she told me, she said, I'm so blessed to watch that all these people are getting touched by your dream. And they mm-hmm. are. And that is just such a, it overwhelms me, Michael. It amazes me that this is happening.
Well, I think it's going to, the story is just starting, and we taking little steps every day, every week, as we work towards an October departure date, from buying your tickets to selling T-shirts to selling life-saving products, whether it be our micronutrient packs that we're focusing on right now. However, we also have amazing other products. The mosquito net and the water filtration system, folks, is saving lives all over the world. And that's what really, really is important. When Sandy says that, yes, she got a check from World Impact Solutions, and that money's going to Ethiopia, she means it. And God is actually directing where that money goes. And what we're going to utilize, is what it's going to do, is take us to Ethiopia, and we'll let the story unfold. We will let it unfold. We won't create it. We will just record it and come back with the story that unfolds about these children and the impact that the people, that all of us around the world can have on these children. And when Sandy talks about the micronutrient pack helping these children, I have seen it firsthand. I've been in Africa and seen these children that are in the villages, that are allowed, that are able and capable of going to schools for various reasons and getting medical treatment and getting clean water and getting micronutrients, and compared to, unfortunately, the mass majority of the children in the villages. I've been in villages with hundreds outside the fence literally wanting to get in, and there's just not room. So it's, while one hand, it, on one side, it can allow it to get you down and even become depressed. On the other hand, it motivates me, Sandy, to enlarge the school and move those fences out and let more children in. So that's why, yes, $20 a month, folks, it will save a child's life, literally save. What happens with these children, and we picked 1,000, nourish 1,000, and pick that number with a reason, for a reason or a symbolic reason. A million need the products, but we chose 1,000 because if you do the studies, there's some new books out. I just it's called The First 1,000 Days. The first 1,000 days of a child's life are so, so critical. And actually, the first 1,000 days, technically, they mean from conception, because even if the mother is malnourished, the baby can be born extremely acute, malnourished. So the first 1,000 days of a child's life, till they're about 2.5 years old, is so critical, because if they don't get the proper nutrients, much of what happens cannot be reversed after that. Mm-hmm. And from stunting and brain development, blindness, and if they're malnourished and do get sick from some simple little thing like that our children get sick with over here, their bodies don't have their immune capacity to fight off the illness, and that's why they die. So so much is happening. World Impact Solutions right now is doing a matching program to where if you can provide micronutrients for a child for an entire year, and that is only actually $120, you can provide micronutrients for a single child for an entire year, which is going to impact that child's life forever. World Impact Solutions will match that, and in fact, you will double your impact and provide nutrients. They will provide nutrients for two children. If you do 10 children, they will do 10. It's a matching, 100% matching program. Provide nutrients for 10, they'll add 10, and you'll impact 20. So that's all on Sandy's website. When you get back to that World Impact Solutions, just click on the micronutrients, and you can see all the programs back there. But a $20 a month, even if it's for just 3 months, if you can do a year, it will impact that child's life tremendously. 9 months, 6 months, 3 months will do wonders. And whatever you can afford, $20 a month or $1,000 a month, it's going to save lives right now. So, and we will ensure we're going to see some of these children that are being impacted. We'll bring back pictures of them and smiling faces. And you're going to see our smiling faces a lot. So I'm excited about we're going to take a lot of things over there. I usually take about 3 or 4 huge duffel bags of all kinds of items to help educate children.
Yeah, I want to collaborate with you on that too, because I have some ideas too. So yeah definitely want to take them a lot of things. What do you usually
take? One of the things my son found online one time, I think this was in 2009 on our trip. Tyler was online with one of those overstock.com type sites, and he found these little inflatable type beach balls. It was about 12 inches in diameter, but it was actually a blow up globe of the world. And that's what he he blew it. He would blow it up and then point to Ethiopia and then turn it all the way over and say, here's the small island of Maui where I live.
Gosh.
And that's where my son Tyler lives. Tyler lives on the same island, Sandy. But that was it. So anyway, he bought dozens of them. I think they were like 69
cents
or something.
We should do that. We should see if we can find some of those. That'd be so fun. We should see if we can find.
It's going to be a fun trip, but also a purpose-driven, focused trip. I'm going to have see some great, great friends that I have and some family over there. My Ethiopian daughter lives in Ethiopia in Addis Ababa, and so many wonderful friends I've known over the years and have built up wonderful relationships with. But we're also going to work in these ministries. Can't wait for Sandy to meet Carmen and Trent Post with Make Your Mark.
And
I'm excited to meet Ingrid. I haven't met Ingrid yet. So we're going to have we're going to be challenged. We're going to be God's going to do some wonders in our own lives. And coming back to tell the story and share the stories of the needs of children in these countries, in Ethiopia.
And I'm so excited about that. We're getting down to the wire here. I want to just thank everybody for tuning in today. Definitely go check out my website, catchthewavehawaii.com. I have a blog there. World Impact Solutions is there. And just my story and my journey of why I jumped on board with World Impact Solutions and my heart for children. So please check that out. If you have any questions, you can find me on Instagram at Sandy C. Maui and Twitter at Sandy C. Maui. Or you can just reach out to me through my website. My email's all over that website there. So please check that out. And then watch for updates. I'm going to be writing new blogs about my journey. God has been opening amazing doors and doing amazing things and bringing people into my life that are supposed to be a part of this. So thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back on board next Monday, 8 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time right here. The show is recorded, so please play it back for your friends and share the message of our story of hope for these children in Ethiopia. And Michael, thank you so much for jumping
on
board with me today. I cannot wait to fly in that bird and get over there. I'm so excited, and I'm just so honored to join with you. So thank you very much. All right. Well, aloha, everyone.
Aloha, folks. God bless you.
I see too many children.